This is the Tech Barometer podcast from The Forecast. The purpose of IT is not to reduce the cost of IT. You might be thinking you've heard that somewhere before. Maybe. It's a quote from ROI Dude, a nerdy crime-fighting looking guy with a cape.
ROI Dude is my alter ego, even more geeky than me.
ROI Dude is Steve Kaplan, who's the VP of Customer Success Finance at Nutanix. In 2019, he published the book, The ROI Story, a guide for IT leaders.
Most technology books are not very interesting to non-technologists, and most finance books are not very interesting to anybody. And so I tried to put out a book that was a little bit more entertaining and that people could get through and hopefully enjoy a little bit and hopefully learn something from.
Kaplan wrote the book based on his experience conducting ROI evaluations for 25 years, part of which was while selling Citrix. The ROI story is for anyone involved in analyzing and deploying disruptive technologies such as hyperconverged cloud. One of the stories in the book, which paints a picture of what's happening on the ground, a manager of a 600-person IT department for a big company one day got a call from a storage vendor saying the new array they sent would be arriving soon. "I didn't order an array," the manager said. Come to find out, the company's marketing department ordered it. In the past, they had hired some IT people, probably innocently, and their numbers had grown to 150. Marketing had created its own shadow IT organization.
You don't find things like shadow legal or shadow human resources. Once in a while, you might see shadow accounting, but that's called fraud. And yet, shadow IT is pervasive throughout larger organizations. And it's just one symptom of a broken IT data center model, in my opinion, a legacy IT.
Shadow IT isn't always bad. Sometimes it's a response to the kind of IT department which Kaplan calls the Department of No. Even so, shadow IT is one of many symptoms of the challenges of legacy environments.
The thrust of the book is you should have a software-defined infrastructure that is agile and easily deployed and easily managed and easily resolved if anything goes wrong. So now IT can start taking an active approach to problems. And a lot of IT, traditional IT, you know, they pride themselves on being quick, which is great, but it's quick reactive. I'd much rather see IT be proactive and then have time to take the weekends off and enjoy evenings with their families and so on.
The case Kaplan makes in his book is that legacy IT, often using hardware-defined infrastructure, is run as a cost center, which means innovation and digital transformation run up against a wall of cost scrutiny, back to the Department of No. Instead, he points toward running IT as an innovation center.
The opportunities are much more enormous by putting in a very agile infrastructure, very resilient and, you know, public cloud-like on-prem, but now it opens the doors to do amazing things like get into whole new business areas or facilitate a massive acquisition that maybe doubles the market cap of the organization. When that happens, traditional TCO and ROI approaches seem kind of silly.
So here's a brief overview of the ROI story. Let's start with this question. Why does a company need a good financial narrative? The hardware-defined legacy data center is becoming obsolete in the headwinds of a software-defined world. To talk about this effectively in an ROI analysis, you have to communicate not speeds and feeds of the technology, but the economics of it.
A lot of IT people love technology and they're great at it and they understand it, but you know, when they're addressing the CFO and the board, they probably don't really want to hear about things from a technology basis. Got to speak the language of the business.
In the second half of the book, Kaplan guides the reader through the analysis process. And as his framework, he uses ancient Greek concepts of ethos, logos, and pathos to craft the ROI story.
Ethos, logos, and pathos stem from Aristotle's Rhetoric on Persuasion that he wrote 2,500 years ago. And the way you establish credibility is by putting together a good report, a good analysis that's logical, that makes sense, that's not marketing speak, that's not delivered by a sales guy, using formulas that are easy to follow, making it simple, being transparent and not having a black box result so that, you know, everybody, even a non-financial person, can follow it, being very transparent so that they feel these numbers are true, I can back them up.
The book started as a white paper, but Kaplan realized he had far more to say about finance-based decision-making. Years ago, he had moved to the Sierra Mountains near Lake Tahoe, where he was living when the opportunity to work for Nutanix came along. On his hikes in the forest, the idea of doing more with that white paper began to take shape.
After walking the Tahoe trails at night, I realized a good ROI analysis tells a story, and the book needed to do the same. And it was very easy to write the first edition of the book, regurgitate everything I knew, but taking all that and putting it into story form and having it make sense and be much easier to read took a lot of effort. From what I've seen, most traditional IT organizations I would classify as broken in the sense that there's a lot of waste, shadow IT being one example of that. The book has lots of examples about the challenges with hardware-defined infrastructure. You cannot get to IT as an innovation center when you're carving lens and zoning switches. It's just not going to happen. When people are spending 70% of their time keeping the lights on, they don't have time to do innovative and cool things with technology. And the people who do have the time can't do it because they don't have the infrastructure supporting them. Only by moving to a software-defined infrastructure can you now start automating all the processes that used to be done manually and start adding much higher levels of resiliency, fast deployment, and so on.
Steve Kaplan is Vice President of Customer Success Finance at Nutanix. We haven't seen the last of ROI Dude. His next book will focus on IT as an innovation center and some of the new metrics and ways to approach a transition to it. This is the Tech Barometer podcast, part of the news and information effort from The Forecast. You can find us at nutanix.com/theforecast by Nutanix.